Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Took it all anyway, ran it to the bottom there.
juntas por mí. Orquesta La Clave, they're gonna be performing this weekend at a benefit concert to get funds for instruments, musical instruments for kids who cannot afford them. Come down, I'm gonna be there. This is gonna take place on Commercial and Venables. Orquesta La Clave playing a benefit concert for musical instruments.
Whoa!
You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, and we are back on the air. You have just listened to Orquesta La Clave con Lo Que Te Queda. Jesus Ram, the latest of urban music, straight out of Mexico City con Todo Está Mal. Also, our famous local band for ska, Los Furios, and How the Mighty Have Fallen. And charting at number one today, here at the craziest worldwide show in the whole World Wide Web, La Nueva Era, Tripolar GDL con Noche Fría. This is straight out of Guadalajara. This just came in fast and furious. And this is Leo Luna broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, for CJSF 90.1 FM radio. And today we have with us a very special guest. This guy is friends with Elliot Scott. You know Elliot Scott, he's a very smart guy. He only hangs out with smart people. And this guy is the financial muscle. Well, he's got the translations for his movies and all of that. But as we were closing the show last week, he mentioned that he's into financial advising, and I think that's the number one thing for most of us to know, which is not something that we speak about on mainstream radio. And therefore, I'll have you and present to you my good financial advisor and friend, David.
Hi, hello. Thank you very much.
Hey, David. Thank you for coming in. So tell us, how is it that you ended up rolling with Elliot Scott? What is it that you do with Elliot?
So not only do I do financial education, prior to that, we had a store, a massage store, and Elliot actually worked with me there.
Oh, he worked at a massage store for you?
Yeah.
And oh, so okay, tell me more.
We got acquainted there, essentially. He worked there for like about 2 years or so.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we got acquainted, and then he was telling me about his making movies and stuff. I got interested, and then so I... In the beginning of this year, I had some free time after selling the business. I decided to just have some fun, just try new things with him.
Well, that's pretty awesome, man. And so financial advising is your main forte.
Yeah, it's really a big passion right now, because a lot of things just happens throughout life. And me, who's been born and raised in Canada, has gone through the entire school system and realized like not much of it does talk about personal finances. So when I first got in contact with the workshop of the organization, it really brought a big awareness that 28 years and I really have not really learned and really sit down and took a really good look at my finances.
And I mean, how old are you now, David? Not that I... Okay, never mind that question. Don't answer that, please. Thank you. What I wanted to get at is how... John, do you think you need to be for you in order to start receiving financial education?
Honestly, as soon as possible would be the best, because time is what allows money to grow, and best starting early would always be great. So as long as when you're aware of financials and stuff like that, it's best to start as soon as possible.
You know, and this is not something that you just see on the mainstream being advertised or anything. I personally haven't seen any advertising for financial education courses, and I think it's very important. There might be a cost for that. Maybe there is just not enough people out there putting the information out there. But if anybody wants to be educated and thought about financial education, what are the ways and avenues that they can find so that they can learn about financial education, David?
Well, one big thing is that there is definitely information out there, but it's such a broad topic and usually is not just personal finances. There's corporate, there's other types of finances that is all jumbled together. So it's hard to differentiate between. So what we are more catering is to personal finances, how to build personal goals and stuff, along with families as well. So it's not just one person alone. And we have courses or workshops, and they're complimentary. We don't charge for those. It's literally free to learn, and we have it in person at our office.
Oh, wow. And where is your office located at, David? That's very, very, very convenient.
It's literally Boundary and Kingsway.
Boundary and Kingsway.
Yes, and and on the Vancouver side, actually, just on the border.
Okay, perfect. And how can they reach your platform? How can they know about your upcoming events on financial education, David?
Oh, well, for that, it's like usually we don't really promote it online and social media as much, because then there's so much things also mixed in outside. So we usually reach out through person and
more personal, one-to-one.
Yeah, it's because it's more, these things are more private, and you don't want to just share online everything. And besides that, everybody has different circumstances, different path, different goals, so it's better to talk a one-on-one, get more so we can understand better and help make plans, and can plan your GPS to your destination. Actually,
well, there you have it. There is our financial advisor here at CJSF 90.1, David, friends with Elliot Scott and Splatterfilm 69. Up next, all the way down to El Caribe Mexicano, El Caribe con la Costa Dorada y el Mar Azul, Cañanistas con Dancing. Pancho, ponte a trabajar, hijo. Western Ska, Espías hasta Argentina. Leo Luna broadcasting live from CJSF Radio 90.1 FM.
Sus mentiras llenas de codicia, sus palabras llenas de cinismos, surgirán odios de clases. Te escupirán a toda la injusticia, la realidad quiebra tus palabras, representas todo lo que odiamos, nos dejarás toda la miseria, no quebrarás la justicia social, la justicia social, la justicia social. La realidad quiebra tus palabras, representas todo lo que